No.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Miss P, and on tonight's show I have my boy Wordplay co-hosting with me. Wordplay, give the people a shout out. I'm so excited to have you on the show tonight, Wordplay. You are like one of my like favorites of all time, and you know, you're just, everything about you is just awesome. Everything this man has ever said to me, he has made it come true, even taking time out of his busy schedule to be on the show with me tonight. So I'm feeling nothing but
love. It's all out of love, Miss P. It's all out of love. Yeah. Plus, I kind of like the dude's music that we're interviewing today, so it's about to be on and popping. You dig?
Yes, I dig, and I can't wait to dig further into his head and to see what, you know, we come up with. So, Wordplay, what you have going on that's new that we can, you know, put out there in the universe?
Well, my album will be in stores around Christmas time. It's called Rise of the Time, so look out for that. So,
definitely.
That's basically all I'm going to say when it comes to that. And I got a new single coming out that a lot of people are going to go crazy. Excuse me, they're going to go crazy about, so...
Right, so we're going to be keeping our ears to the floor for that one, and, you know, definitely checking out the stores, and, you know, keep us updated once that hits the streets, so we could definitely have that on our playlist, because I tell you, I have a few of Wordplay songs, and you cannot go wrong. On the Intune website, on the Reverb Nation link, I have nothing but Wordplay songs on there, so definitely, if you don't know, now you know, okay? So, on tonight's show, we have Michael. Or Mike, or Big Mike, or Money Mike, or whatever you want to call it. I'm just having fun here. we're going to play one of his songs. It's called Cyber Danny. And once we play that, then, you know, he should be calling in. And then me and Wordplay will, you know, dig until, you know, we get it all out and let you guys know where Mike was coming from. So in the meantime, let's play a song. And if you guys want to call in and ask a question, it's 818-495-6975. And that's live with Miss P and Wordplay. So let's play Cyber Danny to get a feel of Michael.
Woo!
All right. So that was Cyber Danny by Big Mike,
Dope.
Money Mike, Mikey Mike, Little Mike.
Mobile Mike.
Okay. Which was totally awesome. I enjoyed it. I really did. I did. How did you
dope.
Feel about it, Wordplay?
That dude's dope. Like, for real. Dude's dope. Need to work on the mixing a little bit with the beats, but dude's dope. He's on the right path.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. I'm definitely feeling him. And I can't wait till he calls in. So we can go ahead and start the interview to see what else he has to offer to the world, because right now it seems like he has a lot to offer. And, you know, people like to get familiar, Michael, so we just waiting on you now. Wordplay and I are waiting for your calling. So while that's happening,
waiting.
Right, like TikTok, Michael, come on, you know.
Yeah.
Just waiting for that. So what's your plans, Wordplay, while we waiting for Michael to call us? What's your plans for Thanksgiving?
I plan on eating so much that I look more stuffed than a turkey.
So who's doing the cooking?
Oh, my God.
Who's going to cook your family?
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. So I think we... eat some candy yams. Woo!
Right. I can't wait for all of that to happen myself. But I think we have Michael on the line now, so we're going to just jump right in. Michael, is that you?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yo, what's up, Mike? Money Mike. What's good? Heard the beat.
Pretty good.
So we was just enjoying Cyber Danny. You know, we were just listening into that, and we really both enjoyed that a lot. Wordplay gives you nothing but love and nothing but compliments on your instrumentals, and definitely I've listened to songs in the past, and I'm loving them.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank
you.
No,
thank
you. that was made for a friend of mine that got in a motorcycle accident, and I wasn't around, and when she did get in the accident, I had to do something very special for her. And then that was actually played on Bass Drive Radio.
Wow.
A while
back.
That's
a dope joint, though.
So,
like
DJ Chaffio.
Yeah, so that was an awesome dedication to her. And as Wordplay was saying, that he really enjoyed the beat. It's really nice. It's really, really nice. You know, you spent more... And unfortunately, I can't play, like, all the songs, but on a rotation that I have for the show, I'm going to definitely implement the rest of your songs that you sent in into the rotation. But let's get into it. Let's just talk a little bit about you outside of the music, and how did you get started with music?
Well, I've always kind of had, like, an affinity for piano. I've always wanted to play, and for whatever reason I had some kind of connection with a piano, and my grandparents tried to give me lessons, and I had, you know, not that well of a stable childhood enough to sit down and actually continue lessons. I'd taken a few and not really went through, and then further on I, you know, became a DJ, and I've always loved, you know, electronic music, techno music, even right down to industrial. So what got me really started in music was, I guess, the need to express myself.
Right.
I guess, fully.
Right, and there's always a need. It's always a need for that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I had quite a bit, you know, happen to me of From reading the biography, you can see I had, you know, my son and issues like that. And I kind of snapped and became obsessive over making music. I spent the last of my money on my expensive laptop and keyboard.
I know how that is.
Yeah. And I spent about 14 hours a day every day. I have 800 unfinished projects in less than 10 months.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
How long you been producing?
10 months.
Oh,
that's it?
Yeah.
You making some tunes like that, bro? Yo, what do you use? Like, what VSTs do you use? Because I do a little bit of producing, and I have Nexus and a couple of other stuff.
I'm real close with Massive, and when I'm doing, say, any kind of drum and bass. But honestly, like, Absinthe seems to be the VST for me. I like the wide range of abilities that Absinthe has. It can be quite confusing, but it just seems like it's seems to be the way to get more smoother sound, like I've been doing in the Sally Pink song. And the song I did for my mom Roxanne. So
yeah,
more down tempo, more down to earth.
Oh
yeah.
Damn, that's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I listened to some of your joints, man. And you're dope. Like, you're dope for someone doing that 11 months. You got some skill. Like for real, you got some skill. And I'm gonna have to tell you whether you're dope or not, dog. And you dope. Like, for real. You got some heat underneath your belt, man. Keep at it. I'm right at the bottom.
Right, definitely. And what I wanted to also put out there, because the purpose of this show is, you know, based off of people that are like have diversities and stuff of that nature. So that's why, you know, upon meeting you on Facebook, I was just so like, I'm going to interview you. That's it. And you're just like, huh, what? You know, so it was just like that was happening. I'm very determined to get what I want, and I got you. So I'm happy. So thank you. But
yeah.
With that being said, I just wanted to put out there that, you know, also I asked Wordplay on the show as well, and I kind of paired you guys up together because Wordplay was struggling with a lot of different things himself. And we all struggle with different things, whether it be alcohol addiction, music addiction, shoe addiction, whatever. And I think that was so inspiring about you, Michael, is the fact that you were able to overcome the adversities that were happening in your life through music, as so did Wordplay.
That's what's up, man. You know, that's love right there. You know, to be able to do that, and it takes a lot of strength to do that, man. It also shows your true character when it comes down to it. That's what's up. Mad respect there. You get mad props.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I
appreciate that.
No, definitely. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for, like, just sharing that story, because a lot of people like to sugarcoat the past, but you can't. It's part of the present. Although I don't feel you should dwell on it, it's just still part of what makes you you. So tell me, you know, so what inspires you outside of, you know, just, you know, like having the passion for the piano and things of that nature. What else, what drives you today to do what you do? Because 10 months is not a long time to produce music, to produce anything. You know what I mean? Like, it takes me 10 months to clean my room. Seriously. So for you to have, like, 800 unfinished projects, that is outstanding and crazy to me. You have to go deep. Tell me. I'm listening.
Okay, well, there's a wide range of inspirational things, but I can honestly say, you know, Danny has been a huge inspiration for me, you know, in, you know, expressing feelings as far as, you know, that I have for her, and I've written quite a few songs for her, but the biggest inspiration, honestly, is beautiful things, you know, positive things that are around me, things that uplift me and motivate me to, like, get to my keyboard. Because if I'm feeling down, I've tried some angry songs, and, you know, they came out, I guess, decent or whatever. They worked, but nothing came out better than when I've been just motivated by positivity and things that, you know, good things that people do and beautiful things that people create. You know, and other people's work, even tall buildings in a city. I'll be in a city in tall buildings, and I'll be like, oh, this is so massive, and I'll just think of something.
Right.
So, to make. So, but, yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. I really do. I think I love you too, Michael. I don't know if you have a woman or a wife or what's happening over there on your end of the world, but when I say love you, I love you as family. I love you for your passion, your creativity, for who you are and what you bring to this world. The energy that you bring here is awesome. I love it. And I'm just, you don't even know how excited I am that I'm even talking to you. Yay,
so I just got excited, Miss T. Like, I was real talking, like, for real. And that got me lit up. Like, my face lit up like a light bulb right now. And, dude, so, like, his optimistic views, and even though he's going through some hard times, and though we live, a lot of people don't agree with it, we live in a pessimistic world, but someone to be optimistic and true to themselves and happy with nature, that takes a lot, and that earned a lot of respect for me, man. Like more than you could know, and that's a lot of love, for real, to be inspired by the mm-hmm. world like that. That's what's up.
Right, definitely. So also, I'm sorry, Michael.
I said that inspires me right there, see?
Right, exactly.
<Thank you.
laughs> No, no problem. So what do you like to do on your free time outside of music and you know, observing the world for what it really is? Like, what do you do? Because I know you have to take a break somewhere. Come on.
I wish I had free time. I work. Okay. This is, you guys are going to love this. I work in a rug and art 40 by 100 foot tall tent that travels across the United States about every month in a new city. And I provide Turkish and rugs from India and sell them to people. I get about, I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and quite like the vagabond. I'm a rug carny.
It's nothing wrong with that. I'm sitting here like, really?
Yeah,
I need a carpet.
Yo,
like, I need something.
You're on that Aladdin hustle. Yo, you got a flying carpet I can cop. Yeah.
No, seriously, I want a carpet.
Huh?
I want
I
something.
Do too.
Oh,
I mean, I'm
for
it,
well,
of course. Yes, definitely. I want to
well,
see, is it way that...
It's awesome, I'll tell you. You'd have to come to the tent. I mean, we're set up in San Antonio while you're all the way in New York.
Yeah, I know. I'm so upset about this.
Yo, we get a discount, right?
Yes, there's definitely a discount involved. As long as you're buying two.
Exactly. Right, see, I like that, Michael. It's still all business. It's love, but it's still all business. I'm feeling that,
yeah.
Definitely. So did you think that at this point in your life, with in such a short time frame, you know, and the reason why I just keep on putting that out there, because there's so many people that say that they don't have time to do this, and they can't do this, and they can't do that, and here it is, I'm talking to someone who has created 800 projects in 10 months of just, you know, producing music. So did you think at this point, between your, you know, your everyday job versus your passion, that you would get so much accomplished?
No. No. I've had a lot of, I don't want to say worrying. I don't particularly like to worry too much. It doesn't do anything. But doubt that I would even make it anywhere. And I've been, you know, homeless. I've been, you know, down and out. Very, very far to where I really didn't think I'd be in any good position, kind of like not depressed and keeping in a depression, but just not seeing a positive future sometimes. And so, no, I mean, between the music and the work and what, you know, what I'm currently doing, this is far more than I hoped for, even. You know, it's been
you gotta push through that struggle, man. You gotta push through that struggle, bro.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Right. So what would you say to someone who just decided to, like, say, for instance, me, if I decided today I want to go and take my little MacBook Pro and start producing beats, which I would never do, but, you know, it's a hypothetical. what would be something that you would encourage as far as, you know, someone that's just starting out with trying to find their way in producing?
Listen to everything around you, from the sounds that cars make, to the sounds that you hear in closing a door real fast, to try to hear
world
everything. Yeah, because it's all out there. It's, you know, I need to get a sampler really bad, but you know, it's in everything, and you can hear it. You're listening, so that's what I would. Forget about the map. You know, that's what
yeah.
I would say. Don't let it confuse you, because you can do something simple and you can produce as long as you can hear it, as long as you're listening.
Yeah. I just got really excited that you even said that. Like, for real, that just, like, made me happy, because I'm glad to see someone else thinks the way I do. That's what's up. I'm going to have to buy some beats off of you, for real.
Exactly. Exactly. So being at work, Play brought that up, and there's a lot of people that's always looking for beats, per se, and always inquiring to me, like, Miss P, you know this, Miss P, you know that. I don't know why everybody think I know everything, but but do you actually sell your beats?
I have not yet. I have a very good friend of mine by the name of Kent, who sings, Kent Bryan, and he was wanting to help me get something up onto iTunes after I had some tracks mastered, of course. But nope, I've got about 81 tracks online right now from the day I started, except for my very first song, which I hold. I have yet to do anything as far as make any money off of it, really. And it's been kind of hard for me to even decide to do so. Kent kind of told me that it would be good to have, say, 40 places that someone would purchase the music and, you know, like 30 places that someone could get it free, you know. And
right.
I guess that would be the way to do it. I'm not really too sure on the business end, really, because, again, I'm
okay.
10, 11 months into this. I don't know what to do with what I'm doing.
Right. So with that being said, I have a few people that I can send your way, and you can kind of just, when you have time to discuss it with them, it's not like they look for anything. These are people that just want to help people with, you know, doing you know, promoting their music and stuff like that. There are people like me that's like, hey, I just want to help you. They build a platform where they just want to help artists, you know, do their thing. So I'm going to send you their information via Facebook and stuff, and that way you can hear what they have to say and decide on your choices, because as Wordplay say, he wanted to buy some beats from you. So if Wordplay is saying he wanted to buy some beats from you, imagine how many other people that would seriously take your music into consideration and actually purchase it where it's not just sitting here.
I got a site that I'm on that I hope I actually host a freestyle battle there, because I rap and I sing. I also have a site full of artists and other producers willing to collab with you, willing to actually help you out with your beats and help you master and teach you how to mix and master better than what you know. I can help you out with that. Hell, I'll even pay your first 2 months on the site. That's
wow.
Beautiful.
That's awesome, Wordplay. Thank you so much for extending that to him. He's awesome.
No problem. Love is love. He shares the same passion I do, so why not help him out?
Right,
thank
and that's
very,
what it's
very,
all about
very,
anyway. Right, it's all about everybody coming together and working with each other to uplift and empower one another, and that's what, you know, the reason why I do what I do, guys, and, you know, anybody that really know me, Wordplay knows me, Michael. This is your first time really talking to me. You know, that's just how I am. So when there's any new music, any new projects, any new whatever, or if you ever want to just sit in as Wordplay sat in today and just help me through an interview, you're definitely family and you're always welcomed. So, you know,
right.
Don't feel shy. Don't feel like it's an issue or it's a problem. You don't want to reach out. Not everybody on Facebook is full of malarkey. Okay?
Yeah.
So,
no malarkey here.
So, tell us where people can find you, Michael, because this is, you know, this is your introduction to the platform and introduction to all the listeners that we have on the Intune show, which I'm happy to announce we hit 4,000 listeners. So, you know, it may be low to some people, but that's amazing to me. Because when you're talking about positivity and trying to be empowering people, people don't want to hear that crap. They want to hear gossip, baby mama drama, et cetera. So for 4,000 listeners, I think that's huge for me to have just started the show this year, February. So let people know where they can find you.
Yeah.
Well, I can be found on SoundCloud and on YouTube. So.
Okay, but tell us the addresses. Tell them the URLs and stuff like that where people can go directly to you.
SoundCloud.com/ Cesium. But Okendo, if you do a search in SoundCloud, Okendo is where I can be found.
Okendo,
is that your producer name?
Huh? My producer name, I chose to be Okendo, which is my real name.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That's dope.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it. Okendo.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's exotic. That's cool. That's cool.
It's exotic.
Exactly.
Like you
just
threw
Spanish,
some sexy
so.
In there.
Yo, word. Well, no, no homo on that. I'm just saying, bro. That's like, I'm like, that's only a name you don't hear every day, bro.
No, it was. You know, wordplay, I could agree with you because I actually got stuck. Like, really? Like, that's hot. You know, that's what I was thinking to myself.
So it is,
but,
it
you know.
Is, like, who produced this album? My homeboy, Okendo. What? Word.
Right, exactly. Have the girls like, Okendo, Okendo. Exactly. So that,
no.
that is definitely.
No. I'm jealous.
Well,
now.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Right, I'm jealous too. I'm about to change my name to Miss P. Okendo, okay? Seriously.
There you go.
That's awesome.
So, anyway, I just want to thank you guys, both of you, for tuning in with me tonight on the Intune Show. Michael,
yeah.
You are awesome and keep doing what you do. Wordplay, you know, is nothing but love always and forever for you guys.
Always.
And whenever you guys
always
need me,
yeah.
I'm here. I just want to tell y'all, you know, y'all better be logging on to the Intune website and join it and help support so I can get
always.
Some sponsors so we can take this to a different level. And
always.
Because everything
always.
That I'm trying to
always.
Do is to benefit us all. It's not about me because I'm not an artist. I can't play music. I don't produce beats. What I do is to try to
you
uplift the
no.
community and the world around me. So with y'all support, this is my mission, trying to create a platform for us to grow. So I thank you guys, and I adore you, and I appreciate
no
you from the bottom of my heart.
No problem. Yo, it was a pleasure having dude on the show. That dude, his beat is dope.
Right,
dope.
And it was a pleasure having you too, Wordplay.
Always. Much love to everybody. Yo, I'm glad
much
you
love.
Guest host.
No, not a problem, not a problem. Michael, thank you so much for everything. Wordplay, you guys have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Wordplay Slater as my co-host, and that was Michael O'Connell. Oh, my goodness, Okendo, excuse me. He was so intellectual, so well-spoken. I loved it, loved it, loved it, and I definitely will have him back on the show again. Until Friday, guys, stay in tune with Miss P on the Intune Show. Good night.